In some of the most difficult times, people often forget what separates them and band together to help those in need. Such was the case in this small East Texas town early in 2003. The work they did and the mission they have for the future lives on, and the story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On February 1, 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia broke apart on re-entry, and debris rained down over many miles of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. People began to search in hope of a miracle rescue of the crew.
The seven astronauts came to rest here in Sabine County. It seemed like a natural thing, since they all came to rest here, that we honor their legacy.
Veronica Thomas shares the story from the place that has become a memorial to their lives, the Patricia Huffman Smith NASA Museum. On February 1st and many days afterward, this town came to the aid of thousands.
The community rallied out and fed everyone for free, three meals a day. And not only did that happen, it happened for 3 months. And when it was over, they had enough food to last for 6 months.
And that extra food was donated to others in need. Local citizens wanted to remember the lives lost on Columbia, including two members of a helicopter crew who died in the search effort. But they also wanted to create something that would further the mission of the astronauts.
With them working with the families said, if you do anything to honor our loved ones, you must focus on education, because our loved ones were all about education.
All ages come here today to honor the lives of those lost and carry forward the mission of science and exploration.
I want people to come in to learn, to be enlightened, to be inspired, and hopefully we can get someone that will be part of that next great generation.
It is a place born from tragedy, yet a site that today inspires hope and determination for a new generation to carry on the mission of Columbia. Traveling the countryside in Hemp Hill, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.